You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're heading into the fourth quarter. And before we go any further, I want to thank the folks at Aventura Hospital. They've been taking care of my mom in ICU. I love you, Mom. I love you folks at Aventura Hospital. The whole fifth floor has been absolutely awesome. But the charge nurse, Andrea, Stanley and Nina, who have been my mom's personal angels, I want to thank y'all. I really want to thank my friend Howard, who lives up there and provided me with comfort that if I needed to get up there and couldn't, that he'd be there too. And of course, I want to thank the folks at the DaVita Dialysis Center that are taking care of my wife, and the folks over at Mount Sinai that are taking care of my mother-in-law. Yeah, I've had a busy couple of weeks, but we're back here with my good friends talking about real estate. We've got Phil and the rest of the team. Get in there. Come on. I want to talk to everybody right now. We're going to talk about the ICSC, what we saw happening. That's right, we've got my good friend Josh Young, the founder of Raceall. We've got Phil Rosen, shareholder at Becker and Polyakov, and Manny Huerta. He's with Raceall too. So real quick, guys, pass the mic around. Let's start with Manny. Manny, you've been to a couple of ICSCs. What was different about this one? What'd you hear on the street that made you really cool impression on you?
Well, I really didn't attend this one.
Oh, well, then forget
you. I was left at home taking care of business that Josh was drumming up while being at the show.
Well, high five to you for being honest about that. Did Josh bring anything back? What was a
yes,
good
he
thing?
Did.
What was something interesting that Josh brought back?
We got a construction loan for an ALF that he found. We got a multifamily
at the shopping center show.
And we got a multifamily deal in Georgia.
Wow, this is some awesome stuff. We really do need to sit down and talk. Green Street sometime real soon for breakfast, guys?
Whenever you like.
You know, it's right across from our Spectrum Mortgage office, where if it doesn't fit in the box, we can get you help too. Now, Josh, we had Jamie call in. You were a sponsor of Phil was sponsoring an event. It sounds to me like maybe you went and you need to go, and maybe you need to be a sponsor. What was the most interesting thing you learned at the ICSC about the retail industry? We talked about everything but retail, Manny. High five to you for getting off topic.
What I saw is a lot of development deals are out there, and I saw a little bit of a shortage on a piece of the equity side. You know, it was a lot of guys pitching deals looking for that last chunk of equity. We have some nice relationships with a couple of different development groups around town. I'll give a shout out to one of them is 13th Floor Investments, one of our favorite groups.
And, Arno! Hey, what's happening, Arno?
And so you know, we're seeing that. We're seeing a little bit of that. And where we're coming in, obviously, is getting the debt side covered up. But I saw a lot of deals. You know, there's a lot of really quality deals out there. And there's no shortage of national tenants out there looking for quality places to put them. So,
you know, what I found, I sat in on the capital markets thing with my good friend Mike Cohn from Citi. He's one of the big CMBS underwriters. And what we talked about was the coming disconnect between what the current IO type high leverage mortgages from 10 years ago and what's being financed today. He said that the BP, oh, I'm going to get real technical. I apologize, everybody. That some of the people that were involved in that capital loans, they were getting nervous that maybe they wouldn't be able to finance out. So how can you help people that need to finance out get financed?
Well, I mean, the refinance market is going to continue to be probably the driver of this market. And there's a lot of lenders are still hungry for quality deals. I think you're going to see probably at some point soon some interest rate increase, which is going to provide a little more value to these lenders. But there are exit strategies for those B, the C. It doesn't really matter. The property values have increased quite a bit. So I think there's definitely exit strategies, and we're getting creative, as we mentioned earlier. We've got some real creative solutions, real high level, bankers and commercial lenders that can find ways of either finding an exit strategy for a partner or another debt provider, or providing a full level refinance.
You know, we're going to get ready to go in a couple seconds. So why don't you tell people how to find you? And I know you're hiring, so people that need want to stay in business, you should give you a call too. Tell me a little bit about that, Josh.
Well, you can find us at Raisel.com. If you just Google commercial mortgage marketplace, you will find us at the top of the list. One thing we are looking for, and one thing we're partnering with, is residential mortgage brokers. If you're a residential mortgage broker and you get commercial leads and you're not monetizing them, call me or find us at Raisel.com, and we'll show you how to monetize them. You can use our platform and make money from those leads. We have virtually every lender. We have hundreds of different lenders in our platform. So if you're a residential mortgage broker and you have commercial leads, Call us to monetize those. 855-407-LOAN.
Wanda, how much more time do I have? Oh, I got 2 minutes. That means you get 30 seconds, Philip. How do they find you at Becker and Polykoff if they need a good dealsmith to help them close their deal?
Well, that's pretty easy. Our website is www.bplegal.com, and you can reach me directly at prosen@bplegal.com, or my number is 954-364-6026.